السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
The Sheikh Habibullah Ta'ala began by giving the greetings, and then he read the introduction to Khutbah al-Hajj, which was mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it comprises the praise of Allah, seeking refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves, and it mentions whoever Allah guides, there is none who can lead him astray. Whomsoever Allah leads astray, there is no guide for him. And I publicly bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and alone he has no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and messenger.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون.
Only who believe, fear Allah with a true fearing, and do not die except that you are believers.
يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا.
All you who believe, fear Allah, the one who created you, the one who created man, and created from that man his spouse, and created from them many men and women, and fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights. Verily Allah Azza wa Jal is a watcher over you.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما.
All you who believe, fear Allah and speak that which is truth. Allah Azza wa Jal will correct your affairs and forgive you for your sin. And whoever fears Allah and whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, then verily he has succeeded a great success.
أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار.
Verily the most truthful speech is the speech of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of His Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And every newly invented matter is a deviation, and every deviation is an innovation, and every innovation is in the hellfire.
حديثنا أيها الإخوة الكرام عن مناسبة عظيمة لها منزلة عظيمة وشعيرة من شعائر الإسلام.
Our speech tonight is a great affair. It has a great status in Islam.
ذلك ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب.
This is because whoever has a reverence for that which Allah has legislated, then this is a sign of piety in the heart.
هذه الشعيرة تميز بها أهل الإسلام عن غيرهم من أهل الكفر.
Verily, this thing that Allah, or this occurrence which Allah has legislated, is distinct from other religions which are religions, non-Islamic religions, religions of disbelief. There's no doubt that this is a distinct gathering, or this is a distinct occurrence that Allah has legislated.
عيد يفرحون فيه بكل سرور، وهذه أفراح المؤمنين، وبفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون.
Eid, or the celebration of this gathering, is something that the believers should be happy with and they should rejoice over. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran, say, with the blessings of Allah and with His mercy, this is that you should, this is that which you should rejoice over. This is the greatest. This is the greatest of affairs. And this is better than that which they rejoice over, meaning the kufa.
فرحت عباد الرحمن فرحت أهل الإيمان وليست فرحت أهل الطغيان والعصيان.
This is the joy of the people of faith. This is the joy of the people of piety. This is not the joy of the people of transgression and evil.
أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أتى في حديث أنس إلى أهل المدينة وجدهم يحتفلون بعيدين.
Has come in the hadith of Anas, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned when he approached the people of Medina, he finds them celebrating.
فقال لهم صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أبدلكم الله بهما خير فكان لهم يومين يلعبون فيهما قال أبدلكم الله بهما خيرا منهما يوم الفطر ويوم الأضحى.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam approached the Medina. He found the people celebrating 2 days. He found the people rejoicing and celebrating 2 days. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Verily, Allah has replaced them with 2 days which are better."
فهذا الفرح بالتكبير بالصدقة بالطاعة الفطر له مناسبته والأضحى له مناسبته.
He said, this joy, and this this joy that we feel, there's a reason for it. And we celebrate it with takbir, by praising Allah, glorifying Allah. We celebrate by giving sadaqah. We celebrate by obedience. So Eid al-Fitr, there's a reason why we celebrate Eid al-Fitr. And Eid al-Adha, likewise, there's a reason why we celebrate Eid al-Adha.
فللفطر أحكام وللأضحى أحكام وهذا المجلس وهذا الدرس وهذا اللقاء نتناول فيه أحكام عيد الفطر.
And each of these gatherings and celebrations, they have their rulings. There's rulings pertaining to Eid al-Fitr, and likewise there are rulings pertaining to Eid al-Adha. So in this particular gathering, in this particular meeting, we will speak about the rulings pertaining to Eid al-Fitr.
انتهوا في أيام آخر شهر الصيام وأتموا شهرهم.
They finished the month of fasting. They completed the month of fasting.
وهذا هو تمام الخير والفضل ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.
And this is showing you the merit and the blessing of completing the month. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, so that you can complete your prescribed days, so that you can complete your prescribed days, and that you can praise Allah, and that you can glorify Allah Azza wa Jalla, so that you may show gratitude for that which you have performed.
فيواسون الفقراء بزكاة الفطر وأفضلها قبل صلاة العيد ولها أحكام ليس هذا وقتها.
And from it is zakat al-fitr, is that the sadaqah that you give to the needy, the sadaqah or the charity that you give to the needy, and it's best that it's done before the salat, and there are other rulings pertaining to it, but this is not the time or this is not the gathering for mentioning those rulings.
هذا بالنسبة لزكاة الفطر. لكن أول أحكام العيد تبدأ بالتكبير.
The first ruling for the gathering of Eid, Eid al-Fitr, is that it starts with the takbir, the glorifying and the exalting of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
فأول ما يبدأون بتراء الهلال، هلال ليلة العيد.
First thing that you begin is when the hilal, or when the moon, the crescent for the first night of Eid, which is the last night or the previous night of Ramadan, the first night of the next month, when that crescent is seen, the takbir would start.
صوموا لرؤيته وافطروا لرؤيته.
Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, you start fasting the month of Ramadan when you see the crescent of Ramadan, and you stop fasting the month of Ramadan when you see the crescent of the following month.
وكثيرا ما تحصل الفوضى في كثير من البلدان ما يتعلق بدخول الشهر وبخروج الشهر.
And because you find in many of the lands, you find in many of the lands confusion. Confusion takes place because of the entering of the month or the ending of the month, because of this issue of spotting the crescent.
فعلى الجماعة المسلمة كما صامت تفطر.
So it's upon the Muslim Ummah, upon the Muslim group, just like they began the month because of the spotting of the crescent, then they should end the month with the spotting of the crescent.
فالصوم يوم تصومون أي مجموع المسلمين, والفطر يوم تفطرون أي مجموع المسلمين في ذلك الإقليم.
But the Muslims in a particular area, they should fast when the Muslims fast. Muslims in a particular area, they should fast when the Muslims fast. When the majority of the Muslims fast, they should fast. And likewise, they should stop fasting and begin to eat when the majority of the Muslims in that particular area do so.
هذا بالنسبة لما يتعلق بإعلان الشهر قد انتهى وإعلان العيد قد دخل.
This is referring to the beginning of the month. When has the month began? And likewise, the announcement pertaining to the ending of the month. When has the month ended? And the Eid has begun.
فدخل الشهر وهم في عبادة الصيام.
The month began. It began with the fasting. It began with the worship of Allah by fasting.
انتهى الشهر دخلوا في عبادة بعدها.
Likewise, the month ended and they have entered into a new form of worship.
سؤال إلى الجميع, ما هي هذه العبادة التي تبدأ؟
I have a question for everyone. What is the worship that begins once the month of Ramadan has ended?
نريد مشاركة. نريد مشاركة من ترد من نيو جيرسي. يلا من نيو جيرسي.
We would like a response from New Jersey. The Sheikh is well aware that there's a few masjids from America. He would like a response from the masjid in New Jersey. What is the worship that began once the month of Ramadan is over?
Ya jawab.
Yusuf, is there an answer? نعم. الأخوة أجابوا من سند من تبيكو, قالوا صيام ست من شوال.
بل يبدأ موسم الحج.
الشيخ said, in fact, once Ramadan is over, then the seasons of Hajj begin actually.
فمن اعتمر تلك الليلة وجلس في الحرم فيعتبر متمتع إلى وقت الحج, فهو يحج وقد تمتع بتلك العمرة.
نعم. This individual, that if they, there's some individuals, they make Umrah, once Ramadan is over, and in fact that Umrah is considered a part of the Hajj.
فيجلس لا يذهب.
There's some individuals, they don't leave. There's some individuals, they end Ramadan, they spend the end of Ramadan, and they begin.
ذكرت هذا حتى يعلم أن مواصل الخير متصل بعضها ببعض.
Now, the Sheikh said, I have mentioned it in order that we understand the seasons of good and the seasons of blessing are connected to one another and they continue.
يبدأ تلك الليلة, ليلة العيد.
This begins on the night of Eid.
فيبدأ فيها بالتكبير.
The person begins by glorifying Allah, by saying, Allahu Akbar.
هذا التكبير له لفظ وله وقت وله ابتداء وله انتهاء.
There's a specific wording for the takbir. There's a specific wording. There's a specific legislative time that it starts, and there's a specific legislative time that it ends.
هذا التكبير يبدأ من بعد الغروب.
After the sun has set. After the sun has set. At the ending of the month of Ramadan, after the sun has set, now the takbir begins.
صيغته الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.
The description of the takbir is as was heard by the Shaykh. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. That is the description or the wording of the takbir.
Wa yakunu jahran.
And it should be verbal, it should be heard.
Walakin bil infirad, la bil sigha al jama'iyya.
It should be done individually. Should not be done in congregation.
يقول أبو عبد الرحمن السلمي وكانوا في الفطر أشد منهم في الأضحى إظهار التكبير يعني رفع الصوت به.
It was mentioned by Abu Abdul Rahman al-Sulami that they the Muslims they used to raise their voice louder during the Eid al-Fitr more so than the Eid al-Adha.
متى ينتهي بالنسبة لعيد الفطر؟ ينتهي إذا قام الخطيب لصلاة العيد.
نعم. When does the takbirat end? After the Sheikh completed, when does it begin? He said it ends once the Imam stands, begins his khutbah. Once the Imam begins or stands on the minbar to deliver his khutbah for Salat al-Eid, now it ends. This is for the Eid al-Fitr.
وتتأكد السنية برفع الأصوات في المشي إلى الصلاة.
And it is more so from the sunnah that an individual raises his voice on the way from his home to the area that he would attend the salah, the salah al-Eid. He should raise his voice. This is an established sunnah.
السنه التي تلي التكبير.
And from the
سأذكر احكام العيد مصطفى. سأذكر احكام العيد بالتسلسل هكذا. ربما يكون تقديم أو تأخير اعتذر من الآن. نعم.
The Sheikh saying I'm going to mention them. I'm going to mention them one after the other. At times I might mention something before, or times I might mention something later, but I'm mentioning one after the other.
يبدأ بعد ذلك بإخراج زكاة الفطر وهو آكدها وأفضلها أن تخرج قبل صلاة العيد وهي من أحكام يوم العيد.
نعم. And from the group. Pertaining to the day of Eid in the morning is that a person delivers and distributes his zakat or his charity, zakat al-Eid, or zakat al-Fitr, he does it right before the salah. That is the actual sunnah, is that it's performed or it's distributed right before the salah.
يأتي بعد ذلك الاستعداد بثلاثة أمور. التطهر الاغتسال والتطيب واللباس الجديد الجميل والتطيب.
Then, on in preparation for the prayer, the person would do three things. He would shower. He would take ghusl. He or she would shower, take ghusl. Then wear neat, clean clothing. And then they would, in terms of the men, they would fragrance themselves.
التطهر والثياب الجميلة والعطر الطيب.
The individual would clean himself. The individual would wear clean clothing, and the individual would perfume himself.
وكان ابن عمر كما ذكر الإمام مالك في الموطأ يغتسل يوم الفطر قبل أن يغادر للمصلى.
This was mentioned by Imam Malik. Imam Malik bin Anas رحمه الله تعالى in his book Al Muwatta. He said, Ibn Umar, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa radiyallahu anhuma, he would clean himself, before leaving his home for Salat al-Eid.
يوم الفطر. كان يغتسل يوم الفطر قبل أن يغادر المصلى.
فابن عمر would make his اختتار, he would make his cleaning the day of fitr before leaving his home to go to the prayer.
وهو أمر يندب له.
So this is something that is which is recommended.
يلي ذلك أن يأكل ثمرات. لحديث أنس بن مالك كما في البخاري كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يغدو يوم الفطر حتى يأكل تمرات ويأكلهن وترا.
Then from after that, after the cleaning and the light, from the sunnah is that you eat a few dates. That you eat a few dates and it should be an odd number. This was mentioned by Anas bin Malik رضي الله تعالى عنه as is recorded in Sahih Bukhari. But Anas said that the Prophet ﷺ would eat dates in an odd number before leaving his home for the Eid prayer.
صح عن ابن عمر كما في البيهقي أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يلبس للعيد أجمل الثياب.
And it's also recorded that Ibn Umar said, as is reported by Imam al-Bayhaqi, that Ibn Umar said that the Prophet ﷺ used to wear the most beautiful
وذكر ابن خزيمة من حديث جابر أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يلبس جبة للعيدين ويوم الجمعة. أنه كان للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جبة يلبسها للعيدين ويوم الجمعة.
وصفة الجبة يا شيخنا
مثل البشت.
نعم.
لكن تختلف يعني نوع من الأردية.
نعم. It was mentioned by Ibn Khuzaymah. It was mentioned by Imam Ibn Khuzaymah that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he had a special cloak. He had a special cloak that he would wear just for the Eid prayer. A very beautified cloak, clothing that you put over your clothing.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان لا يغدو إلى المصلى إلا بعد أن يأكل تمرات وتر. ومن لم يجد تمر أن يأكل شيء. المهم أنه يظهر أنه اليوم مفطر وليس صائم لأنه يحرم الصيام يوم العيد.
It's important to remember that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not leave his home for the Eid prayer until he ate an odd number of dates. Now if the individual does not have dates and they can eat something else, what's important is that they show that they are not fasting on that day because it is forbidden to fast on the day of Eid.
يلي ذلك الذهاب إلى مصلى العيد.
After that, from the ruling, we're going to be going to the Eid prayer section.
وقلت المصلى لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يخرج للمصلى.
And I specifically said the prayer area, and he did not say the masjid, the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala did not say the masjid, but he said the prayer area because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would go to a prayer area out in the open.
كما أتى في البخاري ومسلم أنه يخرج في الفطر والأضحى إلى المصلى.
This is recorded in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go to a prayer ground, a prayer area.
وكان يؤخر صلاة الفطر العيد من أجل توزيع الناس للزكاة. وكان يقدم في صلاة الأضحى من أجل أن يخرج الناس ليضحوا.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for صلاة العيد الفطر.
وكان يخرج صلى الله عليه وسلم من طريق ويرجع من طريق آخر فهذا كان هديه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
and also from the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his established action, is that he would leave his home and walk one path to the prayer area, and he would return from a different path. This is from the authentic guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
لما أتى في البخاري من حديث جابر أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم عيد خالف الطريق.
This is reported in Sahih Bukhari from the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah that if it was the day of Eid, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go in one direction and return upon a different path, by way of a different path.
ويستحب الذهاب إلى المسجد المصلى إلى مصلى العيد ماشيا.
And it is likewise recommended that the person they go to the Eid area on foot.
لما أتى في ابن ماجه من حديث ابن عمر كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخرج إلى العيد ماشيا ويرجع ماشيا.
This is reported in Ibn Majah on the authority of Ibn Umar that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would go out to the Eid prayer on foot.
أيضا إذا أتى المصلى فهو يجلس لأن الوقت وقت كراهة والصلاة تبدأ بعد ارتفاع الشمس قيد رمح ويستثنى من ذلك إذا كانت صلاة العيد هي مسجد فالمسجد له أحكام تختلف عن المصلى فلا يجلس أحدكم حتى يصلي ركعتين.
But the person approaches an Eid area or a prayer area, they would immediately sit. They would not pray the reading of the masjid because they're in a prayer area. But if the person And they should wait for the rising of the sun by a distance. But if the person is praying in a masjid, then there's different rulings for the masjid, meaning that if a person enters into a masjid, he has to pray 2 minutes of prayer before sitting. But if he approaches a prayer area, there's no prayer, because it's a prayer area, so he would sit until the sun has risen.
وصلاة العيد ينبغي لكل مسلم أن يعتني للحضور وشهودها.
And the prayer of Eid, it is beginning that every Muslim attends this prayer and witnesses this prayer.
فالأمر مهم.
It's a very important affair.
تقول أم عطية رضي الله عنها.
أم عطية رضي الله تعالى عنها mentioned pertaining to the prayer of Eid.
أمرنا أن نخرج العواتق والحيض في العيدين.
The female, they were ordered to bring everyone, the older female and the young female, they were ordered to come out for the prayer of Eid.
يشهدنا الخير ودعوة المسلمين.
They were told to do this so that they can witness the good and the call of the believers.
قالت وتعتزل الحيض المصلى.
She said the menstruating female would abstain from sitting or standing on the prayer area itself.
قالت قلت يا رسول الله إحدانا لا يكون لها جلباب. قال فتلبسها أختها من جلبابها.
أم عطية said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, it's possible that a female does not have a clothing to wear. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to her sister should loan her some clothing to wear.
تلبسها أختها من جلبابها.
So her sister in Islam should loan her some clothing from her own garment for her sister to wear.
وقالت أيضا كنا نؤمر أن نخرج يوم العيد حتى تخرج البكر من خدرها.
She said, and we were ordered to come out on the day of Eid. Even the young shy girl, the young shy virgin, was ordered to leave her the comfort of her home and witness the Eid gathering.
No, not young. This lady not married.
The female who is not married.
لأن العرب كانوا الذكر يخبونها لا تكون تحضر المجالس العامة لحيائها. قالت وحتى تخرج الحيض فيكن خلف الناس.
And she mentioned, so the even the menstruating female, she would come out, but she would not be in the prayer area. She would stand behind the people.
فيكبرن بتكبيرهم ويدعون بدعائهم.
So they would follow, they would join them in their takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and they would supplicate along with their supplication.
يرجون بركة ذلك اليوم وطهرته. الله أكبر.
They were seeking the blessing and the purity of this particular yom. They were seeking it.
تأملات في هذا الحديث.
They said, pay close attention to this hadith.
الفوائد.
The blessing or the merits of this hadith.
أم عطية تقول أن النبي أمرهم.
Umati is saying that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ordered them to do this.
الحائض التي لا تجب عليها الصلاة أن تشهد الجمع.
The female who is menstruating, so salat is not obligatory, nor is it accepted from her. But at the same time, she was ordered to witness and to approach and to come to this area.
فكيف بالرجل الذي يصلي؟
What would be the case of a man who is prayer is obligatory upon him?
إذا كانت البكر التي تستحي أن تخرج تحضر وتشهد الجمع فكيف بالرجل؟
If the virgin who is shy, the one who normally stays in her home, if she is ordered to come out and to witness this particular day, then what about the man? What about the man which is obligatory upon him to pray?
وهذا الذي جعل بعض أهل العلم يقولون أن صلاة العيد واجبة.
And this is one of the reasons why some of the people of knowledge hold the Eid prayer to be obligatory.
لأمره صلى الله عليه وسلم والأمر يقتضي الوجوب.
Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ordered the females to do so, and there's no doubt the order of the Prophet means that it's something mandatory and obligatory, compulsory.
وبعض أهل العلم يقول هي مؤكدة أشد التأكيد.
And others from the people of knowledge, they say it is an established, a firmly established sunnah without being obligatory.
متى تكون الصلاة؟
When does the salah begin?
بعد ارتفاع الشمس قيد رمح.
The salah begins after the sun has risen, the head of the sphere. After the sun has risen, the length of or the distance of the head of the sphere.
وذلك في أول وقت الضحى.
This is the beginning of the time of duha, the time of the day which is considered duha, which is soon after the sun has risen. This is when the salah would begin.
عبد الله بن بشر صاحب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
عبد الله بن بشر هو the companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
بن بشر بشر.
بشر نعم.
تأخر إمامهم فأنكر إبطاء الإمام. فقال إن كنا قد فرغنا ساعتنا هذه. وذلك حين التسبيح يعني وقت الضحى.
معذرة شيخ عاد الجملة الأخيرة
يشير فيها إلى أن هذا الوقت هو الذي كان يصلي فيه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أي بعد ارتفاع الشمس.
نعم this was the place that the imam was delayed. The place that the imam was delayed, so they admonished him and they informed him of the particular time that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray, which shows you this was the time that our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray, which was soon after the rising of the sun.
هل لها أذان؟ هل لها نداء؟ هل لها إقامة؟ لا.
Is there an adhan for the Salat al-Eid? Is there an iqama for the Salat al-Eid? Is there any other type of announcement for the Salat al-Eid? No, there is none of these things for the Salat al-Eid.
لما أتى في صحيح مسلم من حديث جابر بن سمرة.
The proof of this is a hadith which is present in Sahih Muslim on the authority of Jabir bin Samara.
قال صليت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم غير ما مرة ولا مرتين فبدأ بالصلاة قبل الخطبة بغير أذان ولا إقامة.
In his narration, he says, "Verily, I prayed with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم more than one salat of Eid, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would begin with the salat and then the khutbah, and he would not make an announcement such as the adhan nor the iqama."
بعضهم يقول الصلاة جامعة ولا هذا غير صحيح هذا في الكسوف فقط.
You find some individuals saying salat in congregation, salat in congregation, and verily this action that they perform is not correct.
هذا في صلاة الكسوف وفيما وأتى فيها مما يجمع الناس له.
This is in salat al-kusuf, the prayer for the eclipse. For the eclipse, this is for the prayer for the eclipse, and other salat pertaining to calling the people in congregation, but it is not legislated for the two.
أيضا بالنسبة لصلاة العيد وكيفيتها.
Now we're going to talk about the Salat al-Eid itself and how it should be performed.
التكبير فيها يختلف فيبدأ بسبع تكبيرات وفي الثانية بخمس تكبيرات.
The takbir for the entering into the prayer is different from any other prayer. The prayer for Salat al-Eid, the first unit of prayer is starts with seven, and the second unit of prayer is starts with five.
وهذا لحديث عائشة كما في سنن أبي داود كان يكبر في الفطر والأضحى في الأولى سبع تكبيرات وفي الثانية خمس سوى تكبيرتي الركوع.
And this was mentioned by Aisha, as is reported in Sunan Abi Dawud, that she mentioned that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would start the prayer with seven for the first and five for the second, other than the takbirat for moving into the ruku.
خطبة العيد يستحب حضورها وليس بواجب.
خطبة العيد or the Eid sermon, it's recommended that you attend and you listen, but it is not mandatory that you listen and attend.
وإذا اجتمع يوم الجمعة ويوم العيد في يوم واحد وأدرك صلاة العيد فهي تغني عن صلاة الجمعة ولا تسقط صلاة الظهر لحديث ابن عباس.
Now, there's a ruling that if Salat al-Eid falls on a Friday, if Salat al-Eid falls on a Friday, then you do not have to, and you perform the Salat al-Eid in the morning, then it is not mandatory that you perform the Salat al-Jum'ah at the time of Jum'ah, but instead you can perform Salat al-Jum'ah. And this is because of the hadith of Ibn Abbas, the authentic hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم اجتمع عيدان في يومكم هذا فمن شاء أجزأه من الجمعة وإنا مجمعون إن شاء الله لأنه الخطيب.
نعم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said two عيد, which is عيد الفطر and the جمعة. The two عيد have gathered on one day. So whoever would like to perform the جمعة, and with the Eid, they can do with the Eid, they can. But whoever doesn't, there's no problem upon them. But the Prophet himself, he performed the Salat of Eid, and he performed the Salat of Jum'ah, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the khatib. He was the one who was giving the sermon. So he performed both prayers.
أحكام تتعلق في العيد بعد الصلاة.
Now we're going to talk about rules pertaining to the day of Eid after the prayer has been performed.
في عيد الفطر بعد الصلاة انتهى التكبير.
After the salah, on the day of Eid, the takbir is finished. Takbir are finished.
كان الصحابة يهني بعضهم بعض.
The Sahaba would greet one another. After the ending of the prayer, they would greet one another.
وكان يقول بعضهم لبعض تقبل الله منا ومنكم. كانت هذه عادتهم.
And the way of the companions is that they would say, may Allah accept it from us and from you. This is how they would greet and congratulate one another.
واللفظ ليس لفظ تعبدي.
This is not a statement of worship.
لأن ليس في ذلك سنة مرفوعة عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Because there is no specific wording that was mentioned that the Prophet used to say صلى الله عليه وسلم.
تقبل الله منا ومنكم، العيد عليك مبارك، من العيد.
You can say different statements. You can say, may Allah accept it from us and from you, have a wonderful Eid, may it come for us and come for you in the future. You can say different things.
نعم.
نعم.
فلم يقل لفظ معين للمناسبة.
So there was no specific, there was no specific wording that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم himself used to say.
والتهنئة بعد حدوث مناسبتها عموما.
And the greeting or the congratulations is done after a specific event. It's done after a specific event in general.
الذي أتاه ولد تهنيه بالولد، وأما قبل أن يأتي الولد فبماذا تهنيه؟
So for example, if a person has a child, you congratulate him for having a child, but you don't congratulate him for before having the child because
كذلك العيد، لأن هناك بعض الناس الآن يهني بعضهم بعض بالعيد مات وقته.
And similar to that is the Eid, the gathering of the Eid. You have some people now before the Eid has come. You have some people there, they're congratulating one another, but this is not the proper appropriate time.
والتهنئة بالمناسبات الجميلة خلق حميد.
And congratulating something for special occasion, all of this congratulation is considered praiseworthy.
كذلك مما يتعلق بأحكام العيد التوسعة على الأهل في ذلك اليوم.
Also, which from the affairs which are related to Eid is, having good dealings or giving to the family on the day of Eid.
واللعب.
And playing and being flexible and playing with the family, amongst the family members on this particular day.
فهو يوم توسعة.
So it's an enjoyable, it's a fun day.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said pertaining to this day
لتعلم يهود أن في ديننا سعة.
We celebrate and we're flexible on this day so that the Jews know that we have flexibility and enjoyment in our religion.
وبوب في ذلك البخاري في لعب الأحباش بالسلاح.
And even Imam al-Bukhari, he put the title of a chapter in his book. He put a title of the chapter concerning how the Africans used to play on this particular day.
وكانت عائشة من خلف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تنظر إليهم.
And Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها, she used to stand behind the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and she used to look at the men
ورافعا يده للرداء حتى ترى هي من خلفه.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the ما درت شيء ماذا كان يرفع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
كان الرداء عليه وعليها وهي خلفه تنظر من تحت إبطه يرفع يده حتى تنظر إلى أصحاب اللعب بالرماح الإحباش، وهو يقول ها ها وهو يجاريهم متفاعلا معهم.
نعم. But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to raise his clothing and he used to cover her so that she can see the men while they were playing. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to encourage them while they were playing.
وكان متفاعلا معهم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he encouraged them to do so. He was interacting with them.
فلا بأس من اللهو المباح في يوم العيد.
So there's no problem with permissible form of enjoyment on the day of Eid.
ولكن الحذر الحذر من الاختلاط.
But that which we warn against, that which we certainly warn against, is the men and the women intermingling.
والعري.
And the women dressing inappropriately.
والتبرج والتعطر.
And the women perfuming themselves and dressing with inappropriate clothing.
من جانب النساء فهن يتساهلن ذلك اليوم.
Because you have some females, they become lenient on this particular day. They become lenient on this particular day. This is not something permissible.
ويقع بعضهم في حلق اللحى ومصافحة النساء وسماع الموسيقى.
You have some men on this particular day, they shave their beard and they shake the hands of females. They're not permissible to shake their hands. And some people, they listen to music. All of this is in contradiction to the religion.
بل العجيب أن بعضهم يشربون الخمور.
That which is despicably amazing is that you even have some Muslims that would drink alcohol on this particular day.
ويجعلونه يوم إباحي. يستبيحون كل شيء فيه. فهو يوم عيد ويوم أنس وفرح. هكذا يعبرون.
And they some of them, they do things that are impermissible on this day. And they make everything permissible. They make everything permissible that they can enjoy, a day of enjoyment.
عيدنا فرحة بالتكبير والذكر وشكر الله على ما وهبنا من خيرات.
Verily, our Eid gathering, it's a day of glorifying Allah. It's a day of giving charity. It's a day of praising Allah and His blessings upon the Ummah.
أخي المسلم وأختي المسلمة لا تكونوا كالتي نقضت غزلها.
My Muslim brother, my Muslim sister, do not be like the individual who has allowed who has cut the ties of their religion.
ثم يستمر على أعماله الصالحة الكثيرة التي أتت بعد رمضان كصيام الست من شوال والأعمال الطيبة ويستمر على العمل الصالح. هذا بالنسبة لأعمال عيد الفطر وسننه بعض أحكامه. وأعتذر عن التقصير.
الشيخ مسلم حفظه الله تعالى. And then a person will continue to do righteous deeds. The righteous deeds such as fasting the 6 days of Shawwal and other righteous deeds that are legislated for a person to do. This is that which the Shaykh had to offer in summary, and verily he apologizes for any negligence.
أتمنى أن أكون وإياكم استفدنا من هذه المحاضرة وهذه الكلمات التي أشعر الله أن تكون حجة لنا لا علينا.
Shaykh said, I hope that we have all benefited from this lecture. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, we hope from Allah that it is a proof for us and not a proof against us. Let's just be a shaykh now and then a
And thank you for everybody. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad.
Barakallahu fiik. Wa nasallallahu yaj'al hadhihi al-kalimat fi mizan hasanat yawm al-qiyamah.